Macmillan Audio presents Jackie, Public, Private, Secret. Written by J. Randy Terabarelli. Narrated for you by Jane Oppenheimer. For all those who have faced the darkest trauma of their lives and struggled to move through or move on, and for the peace that may come one day after the crucible, in the light of a path toward acceptance. I have been through a lot, and I have suffered a great deal, but I've had lots of happy moments as well. I have come to the conclusion that we must not expect too much from life. We must give to life at least as much as we receive from it. Every moment one lives is different from the other, the good, the bad, the hardship, the joy, the tragedy. Love and happiness are all interwoven into one single, indescribable whole that is called life. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, Tamariam Kazemi, Kahan Newspaper, Iran, May 1972. Oh, Jack, you know me. I have three lives, public, private, and secret. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis to John Carl Warnecke, 1989. Introduction. What's the point of biography if it doesn't reveal secrets? That was the question posed by Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis to me in January 1983, when she was an editor at Doubleday & Company in New York. I was a young newspaper reporter at the time who'd just been signed to write a biography of Diana Ross, a book whose publication Jackie had championed. I was sitting in her office, which was small and cluttered with just one window. My eyes scanned her desk. There was a square crystal container holding different colored pencils, all efficiently sharpened. An ashtray overflowing with cigarette butts. A stack of art books and a couple about dance. Two empty foam coffee cups, two unfinished pastries. A silver-framed picture of her children, Caroline and John, with her mother, Janet Auchincloss. On the wall, just a poster of famed ballet dancer Rudolf Nureyev. I searched the room for her husbands, President John F. Kennedy or Aristotle Onassis, but there were no pictures of either. "I just adore Diana Ross," she told me. "She's so, what's the word I'm looking for?" She gazed at me for a moment before it came to her. "Enigmatic." "Speaking of which," she added, "do you know Michael Jackson?" I told her he was a friend. "Then we should definitely talk about him one day," she said. She was interested in acquiring books by or about public figures who had private lives readers would find unusual or surprising. "Like it or not, a person's secrets are what makes any biography worthwhile," she concluded. "Otherwise, what's the point?" How ironic, coming from a woman known for guarding her own secrets, especially since Jackie had so much trouble with biographies about herself. There was the first one by Mary Van Rensselaer Thayer in 1960, which caused a rift between Jackie and her mother, a matter I explore in this book for the first time. There was one by William Manchester in 1967, which resulted in litigation. There was Kitty Kelly's in 1978, which caused a dispute between Jackie and her half-brother, Jamie Auchincloss. Many dozens of others were published without her approval. Maybe that's why Jackie had trouble balancing her own editorial mandate to demystify celebrities with her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?